Hey, I can hear
You can hear me? All right, okay, well, that's good. All right, so how's your day going on?
So far, so good. I'm still kicking.
All right, okay. So you have time, right? We can talk?
Yes, I got a couple minutes, yes.
All right, okay. So let me just go ahead and pull up your the landing page first, and then we can just go ahead and discuss about it, okay? All right. Just give me a minute, Stephen. Right. Well, I just saw that Eddie has sent all of your details over to the design team for the business cards about how you want that the app fresh logo on the back, and you wanted to go ahead, get on the website, on the landing page, you wanted to get removed for all three, like all the three options as well. I've already checked up on the team
That's
and
good.
doing it right now. Yeah. So once they're done with that, all of the three products and AppFresh and everything about it, and the email as an optional, it will be put up as relative email. Is that okay?
Yeah,
Or
I think I
do you
told him
want
like friends and family email,
a
or you
relative?
can write share. Yeah, that's fine. Relative email.
All right, okay. Let me just go ahead and check up on the business cards if they're done or not. Just give me a second. I saw your Facebook and I saw your video that only has like two views only.
Oh
So
yeah, I
that
haven't
was.
shared that with anybody. I just did it, but yeah.
So who's taking care of your Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, social media marketing, by the way?
Right now, nobody.
Oh, okay. So how are you gonna go ahead and let everybody know, like, hey, AppFresh is the, the business or the product or the a company who is taking place right now, and they should go ahead and have more of inquiry onto the website or on their social media or anywhere like that.
So
Or
I have a lady that does it for my dental office, and once I had the website up and I have photos and descriptions of the products, I was going to have her go and make a few posts for me because she does access to my Facebook and Instagram for my dental office.
So do you have this for Instagram as well? Can I review it? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can take a look at it. I couldn't get the name AppaFresh, so it's like there's an underscore between Appa and Fresh and personal care on the Facebook, I mean the Instagram page.
Personal care.
Yeah, because it'll be more than oral care eventually, so I don't know. I just did that
It's
one.
Appa Fresh and AppaFresh underscore personal care, is that the one or the one with
It
AppaFresh?
has un it has unfortunately it has underscores under all of them, like between each word.
I got it. I got it. Yeah, I
Yeah.
see it, but it has 0 posts, 0 followers, and 0 following at the moment. So should
Yeah,
we?
I just created the account. I haven't done anything yet.
Okay, so is she a designer? Is she a, what is she? Is she a social media manager or marketer?
Yeah, she does all my design stuff for my dental office.
All right, okay. So I sent your sent the toothbrush to the team for the Sonic one. All right, and they
Okay.
sent me something that I want you to see as well. White, have you heard of White Way?
No.
No, right? All right, let me just go ahead and show you something on your email. If you have time, please view it. All right. This is something that might, might have people to believe like, hey, yes, we want to go ahead and go for AppFresh instead of other big companies who have a big name for themselves as well for the toothbrush and everything about it. All right?
Yeah.
Because your business is just starting up, all right, so it's gonna take a lot of time to build that trust, build that kind of a thing into the people, like they even want to go with any other company other than whatever they have been using for several years, all right. So that kind of a trust needs to be there for your products, all right. if your products are not, if your business is not getting that kind of a trust, that kind of a response, then of course that is a something you can say a kind of a loss to you, right? And I am pretty sure that you do not want any kind of loss by yourself as well, correct?
Nope.
All right.
Of course not.
So how long have you been? How long have you been planning to start this business?
Well, I haven't been actively planning until just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about this business? How far this will go with you?
I'm planning on taking it very far, like all the way, and I keep adding products.
Mm-hmm. So you're starting with three of them, all right?
Yeah.
And you want to go ahead and start with the three, and then you want to go with, you know, like the 10, keep like dental floss and everything about it, and the chargers, the batteries, and everything about it with the product itself as well. All right, so you can sell even the products with their parts as well. So if someone loses any parts, they can go ahead and buy it off the website. So this was a video that was sent out to me by one of the team members. I'm sharing it with you, okay? Just review the video, all right? I think that this will be a good idea to go ahead and set you up on Google as well, all right? And on different kind of forms, formats as well. So people, when search about AppFresh on Google, it needs to be there. Because if AppFresh is not available on Google, then people will get a little skeptic. All right, like, hey, it's not showing up on Google. What is it? Why is it about? Like, what is this? And stuff like that. So it needs to have a link with Google as well, like a Google profile of AppFresh as well. All right, like you're having for social media, it needs to have like that as well for the landing page itself. So if people come on to Google, the search AppFresh, all right, there's a profile of AppFresh. They click on it, and they go on to the landing page directly. They fill in the form, all right, and all of the information is sent out to you.
All right.
All right. So rather than going with something normal, I would suggest to go with something that is professionally done in a very professional manner. All right. So that is the reason I was like, okay, well, who's managing your social medias? All right, because it needs to have a properly done social media management onto AppFresh so it can take that kind of a skyrocketing feature, all right, that people know, like, hey, have you heard about AppFresh? Oh, man, that brand is really good. They're giving out their samples for toothbrush. They're giving out samples for toothpaste and the mouth rinse as well, all right? And I'm pretty sure that you do want to hear that. You do want to go ahead like, hey, I want to hear people saying like, hey, AppFresh is good, so people can know who is the owner for AppFresh. That is Stephen. AppFresh.
Yeah, so I've worked with two different companies that do social media engagement management that are here locally that I've worked with in the past. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to start that until my website was live, and then you know, go to Google My Business, create the page. And then let them run with it. So you guys offer social media marketing as well, then? That's what you're telling me?
Of course. Well, of course. If you're going to go ahead and launch this page right now, how will people know that AppFresh itself is a brand, is a company, and how will they go onto the website, all right? They have to know. They have to see it first, all right? And who's going to make them see? Social media management team. They will go ahead and, you know, go through onto the social media and spread the word AppFresh, all right? If they're going to go ahead and hear the name AppFresh, they will search it. When they're going to go and search it, of course, they will be seeing the landing page, and then they have the curiosity to know, like, what is this AppFresh about, all right? And if they're going to go ahead and ask, like, hey, name, phone number, email, and then their relative email, and then they ask for, like, toothbrush, toothpaste, and mouth rinse, of course, you'll get the information, and that's how you're going to go ahead and make a lead. And that's how you're going to go ahead and make your clients and your customers. All right? There might be current customers as well. So my suggestion is, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. What's your suggestion?
No, I was suggesting to go with, if you're planning it for a longer period of time to start, all right, I would suggest you to go ahead and start with something that is too basic because it's a starting brand. All right, it doesn't need that kind of a basic things right now. It needs something to be done, professionally done, and it needs to have a good start. If it's not going to have a good start, then, of course, it's going to break down at some point. all right? And I do not want to see AppFresh being break down at some point, all right? And then you're starting it all over again, all right? As you said that you want to go ahead and make it for a longer run, so my suggestion is to get a team who can take care of your social medias, all right? So instead of getting you a video that is having 2 views, all right, won't you be happy to see, like, thousands of views on this video? Of course, right? So because the name will be rolling out and spreading out for AppFresh, all right? And that's what I would suggest. That is what I would aim for if I was in your place. Like, hey, I want to go and start my business. I want to go ahead with a good go, all right? Not some basic one, because I do not want my website to have anything that is too basic at the moment, all right? Because this is a start. This is not a stable business at the moment. It's just having a start. So that is the reason I would go with something professional rather than going with something that is too basic at the moment. All right. So that is what I thought. Like, hey, if he needs to help, then, of course, we will go ahead and help them out. All right. Because your brand is just starting. All right. Just think about it yourself as well. Your brand is starting. Having just a basic thing for the social media, all right, design and everything about it, it's not going to help out AppFresh, all right? It might not take up, all right? It might not take off that like that you're, like, imagining. Like, AppFresh, everybody will be, you know, telling the name, and I'll be getting a lot of traffic. How will you generate traffic if nobody's going to know about AppFresh, all right? So you need traffic.
Yeah, no, so I was, I'm definitely planning on someone else running my social media, but I was waiting until I at least have a product or something I can have a photo of that goes on there. And then I have an email template company, email iContact, so that I have the professionally done emails sent that will be sent out when they put in their information.
Email marketing are you talking about?
Yeah, so I have, you know, an account, and I'm going to be working up those emails to have those ready so that they're sent out, but I don't have them yet. So I don't want to drive anybody to that landing page until I, you know, when you put your email in, if you don't get a response, you're not going to come back to it, you know. So there's a few other little things I need to take care of once this is ready to launch and do it. But, yeah, so I was planning on having someone else do my social media other than myself full time, so you can send me your proposal for sure.
Of course. Well, I can share it with you right now, all right? And you have a look at it, okay? Just have a look at it, Stephen, all right? And then let me know what do you think about it, because this brand needs a good lift, all right? It's not going to go ahead and go on a basic thing, okay? And I would never suggest you to go with something that is too basic at the moment, because this is something that you're planning to take up, not down, all right? AppFresh is a brand that you want to go ahead and create, all right? Not just to have people coming on and like, hey, I want to go with it or not. They're making decisions. They want to make a decision, and that is AppFresh. Instead of going with Colgate or anyone else, Rightswell, all right, they want to go with AppFresh, all right? They give you priority on Rightswell. All right, like, hey, I want to go ahead and try AppFresh. It might be better for my teeth and my gums and everything about it. And once you get a lot of emails, all right, a lot of inquiry forms, then you can reply them and send them back, like, whatever you have to offer them. All right, if they're asking for a sample, you can send them out. If they're asking for anything else, you can send them out. All right, that's how you're going to go ahead and create a reputation management, all right, a reputed name that is AppFresh. All right. So if we're gonna go ahead and launch this, if we're gonna go ahead and launch this landing page, what do you want to do with it? Just stay over the internet. That's it. Or do you want?
Well, no. I'm gonna reach people on social media and have them send out their request. But when they send out their request information, I need to have it ready to give to them.
Of course.
But yeah. So I mean, yeah, I'm on the same page with you. So yeah, send me your proposal for the social media.
All right. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll be sending you an email, all right, review it, and let me know, all right, what do you think about that, all right, if it's worth that time, all right, because it will be totally worth it, all right, because this needs to have a very professional thing, to be really honest with you, because I have seen a lot of my clients, all right, they sometimes go with, you know, by themselves, and then they come back like, hey, after like 2 or 3 months, like, hey, it's not working out. I need your help. I need to go with the social media management thing. And then I go ahead and help them out, but it's already too late. Then we have to go ahead and create it from scratch. And it's a lot of the time and their efforts as well. All right. I do not want to go ahead and do that. I don't want that kind of a thing to be happening. All right. Because this is something that you want to go ahead and create a business out of it. So, of course, I will go ahead and see what I can do to help you out. All right. And see things how it goes. And I have a question as well. Why did you went with the 1 year of hosting?
Oh, I just want to see how it goes with you guys.
Okay. And
yeah.
Was it because of the cost or anything like that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I have to look at cost with everything. But, yeah, I just want to – I don't like to be tied into a long contract until I'm sure about something.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That is not a problem. All right. So what I'll do, mm-hmm. all right, is I'll be sending you an email, okay, shortly after our call, and then you can let me know what you think, okay? Sounds good to you?
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today, all right? I'm sending you an email, and I'll be waiting for your response today.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
Oh, you too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.